Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Investigations are underway after a suspected human skull was found in the Kimberley. Police informed of the discovery on Saturday at Beagle Bay after being found by a member of the public. The area has been blocked off as investigations continue, with photos sent to a forensic anthropologist for further opinion. In light of Anzac Day commemorations, there's fresh calls for better support for struggling veterans. According to the Sana Health Group, 1 in 10 Australian Defence Force members struggle with PTSD. Founder Ruth Limkin says they can also struggle with other issues.
An estimated 20 to 30% of veterans with PTSD also have a comorbid substance use disorder, and approximately 75% with substance use disorder. So that could be alcohol or other drugs. And that's why a holistic approach is really important. So we can be looking after the whole person.
An $18 million housing boost in Karratha and Broome. The state government announcing it'll create 77 lots across the two towns, including social housing and government worker accommodations. Housing Minister John Kerry says land supply is critical.
That's why we are making these significant investments to provide a clear pipeline of land to support that housing growth.
Thousands of Australians are set to pause and reflect tomorrow as we mark Anzac Day. A dawn service will be held at the Karratha Country Club at 5:45, followed by a march at 6:15. A dawn service also set to be held at Broome's Bedford Park at 5 o'clock. In sport, a big opening round for the women in the North Pilbara Footy League. Dampier Sharks starting the season with a 40-point victory over Wickham Wolves. Karratha Cats followed winning ways, taking down Karratha Falcons 74-9. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.